Hoyle ruled that MPs could vote on three different proposals, calling for either a ceasefire or a pause in fighting. Labour was controversially given an amendment to the SNP motion. Mr. Hoyle says he thought he was doing the right thing.
I regret how it's ended up. It was not my intention. I wanted all to ensure that they express their views and all to the House could vote.
Carried out his first face-to-face duty since being diagnosed with cancer and told Prime Minister he's been reduced to tears by support from the public. Rishi Sunak told him he was looking so well, His Majesty joked it was done by mirrors. Ministers are insisting the UK's Trident nuclear deterrent remains effective, dependable and formidable, despite a failed missile test. We're told the issue, which occurred off Florida, was event-specific. A married couple from Lancashire who won £61 million on the Euro Millions say they're quitting their jobs. Richard and Debbie Nussle found out they'd got the winning tickets while on holiday. Sports: Liverpool are aiming to extend their lead at the top of the Premier League by beating Luton. Live to Shane Pinnington at Anfield.
Whereas Liverpool 0, Luton 1. And are we about to see what could be a pivotal day in the title race here? Because Chidozie Ogbeni's header has the visitors in front. The Luton man headed home from close range after Kelleher had pushed out Chong's effort. Diaz and Gakpo have had chances for the hosts, but at the moment, Anfield is all a little bit stunned here at what's unfolding. It's Liverpool 0, Luton 1.
Arsenal are just underway in the Champions League at Porto, and Manchester United's new co-owners vowed to knock rival City off their perch after taking over footballing matters. Sir Jim Ratcliffe's also suggested a redeveloped Old Trafford. That's the latest. I'm Faye de Silver.
This is Phoenix FM.
Evening.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Kicking off tonight's show, Evanescence and What You Want. Last year marked 20 years since Bring Me To Life, and I think I had plenty more hits besides that one, of which that was one. You are listening to Phoenix 98FM, community radio for Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas. Thanks to the Orient Hour crew for the last hour. They're back at 7pm next week, next Wednesday specifically. For the next 2 hours, you've got me, Nick Field, and another round of curveballs. Tonight, we're going to be chatting to 035 again. They have a new event coming up in Westcliff on the 2nd of March, which we're going to hear about. It's their second big gig this year. The first one went down a storm, and the next one is probably going to do the same, I reckon. We'll be chatting to some of the bands who are going to be on that bill as well. Very much looking forward to having them all in. We'll also have the gig guide, a round of Chill With Nick, and plenty of great music to get your ears round. Next up, well, it's been a week since Valentine's Day, believe it or not, and I tried to fit in kind of like as many sort of like lovey-dovey-ish themed songs as I could, as much as an aromantic could, if you know what I mean. And this was one of the tracks that I didn't manage to fit in last week, so here it is for you now. Skindred, L-O-V-E.
Now come with Skindred for a little while. Come with us and leave your troubles behind. And hopefully they won't be there when you return. You may not stay. When it's raining, I've got blessing, and it's pouring. I've got sunshine when it's raining. You know we are the same tribe. No misery, life celebration. Kindred them a roll, you know we can. Love is what the people want. Love is what we need, yeah. Love is what the people want. Love is what we need. Gotta have L-O-V-E love. Gotta have L-O-V-E love. Gotta have L-O-V-E love. Gotta have L-O-V-E love. You must stop. I've got sunshine when it's raining. I've got blessing when it's pouring. Love is what the people want. Love is what we need, yeah. Love is what the people want. Love is what we need, yeah. Love is what the people want. Love is what we need, yeah. If love is what the people want, then love is guaranteed. Gotta have L-O-V-E love. Gotta have L-O-V-E love.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Oh, God. person, I won't bite ya.
You're a lovesick, lovestreak, Sony in a hot chicks, lovesick, pretty boy. You're a lovesick, lovestreak, Sony in a hot chicks, lovesick, pretty boy. Lovesick, lovestreak, Sony in a hot chicks, lovesick, pretty boy. You're a lovesick, lovestreak, Sony in a hot chicks, lovesick, pretty boy.
Songs with love in the title here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM that I didn't get to play you on last week's Valentine's Day special, which you can listen back to on the Curveballs page on the Phoenix FM website, phoenixfm.com/category/curveballs. I have an interview with Alexander Valentine on there because it just had to be done. You can listen back to all of that and all our recent shows as well. So, let's get to the small matter of what you just heard. First up, it was Skindred and L-O-V-E bracket Smile Please. And the track you just heard was Roxy Red and Lovesick Pretty Boy. And Roxy Red played a big gig in London last week. So they're doing really well for themselves. And no doubt we'll be hearing a lot more from them in the coming year. What have I got coming up next? Well, I have something brand new from, on the subject of recent guests. This is from a guy that I chatted to, a band of whose singer I chatted to give it its full sentence term, a couple of weeks back on the show, and you can listen back to that on the Curveballs page as well. Their album came out last week. It is currently at top 10 in the midweek charts. So, you know, they're basically world famous celebrities now, wherever they end up. This is Pet Needs. Pet Needs here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM from their brand new album, Intermittent Fast Lip. That track was entitled Sleep When I'm Dead. I think it was today that they were playing at HMV in Colchester. But either way, they've got a UK tour coming out very soon. I say very soon. I think it's already started, which makes perfect sense. So yes, they'll be coming to a venue near you soon. If you want to get in touch with Kerbals tonight, if you've got a question for 035 Promotions or any of their friends who are also going to be performing tonight, talking is a performance. And, or if you've got any questions about the music, if you want to recommend us any gigs that you're playing, promoting, or you want to shout out or anything like that, then do let us know via the usual means. Email radio@phoenixfm.com. You can find me on all the socials at Nick Field Media, and there's also a Kerbals Facebook page at facebook.com/Kerbal Radio, which you can message us through as well. Before we do anything else, I'm going to say a quick hi to Josh from J. Johnson Autos, who's listening in tonight. Apparently tunes in every week and is very heavily involved in a new film that I'm going to be appearing in later this year. Really looking forward to working with you, Josh, and thanks for being a listener. Next up, this is brand new from the Drinking Boys and Girls Choir. Booty, yeah. Now on Damnably Records, that is the Drinking Boys and Girls Choir with History. It has just gone 20 past 8 and we will be chatting to 035 Promotions and the bands that are going to be performing at their next event. First up, this is KMFDM. brand new from KMFDM here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track was entitled Let Go. And, well, coming up very shortly, we will be chatting to 035 Promotions and hearing all about their latest event. So make sure that you stay tuned here on Phoenix FM. To kick things off, I was kind and let them choose the first song that we played. They went for Neon Fly by Witness. It's coming up next.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Lurikey and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
Or even Venus by Neon Fly. The sound of Neon Fly and covering Venus. It's the Venus cover you never knew you needed here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. It was chosen by one of the gentlemen who joins me here tonight. Hello, 035 Promotions and friends.
Yep, lay down.
I was expecting something slightly more excitable than that. You're rock stars, for crying out loud.
Hi, Nick.
Right, well, first things first, introduce yourselves to our listeners.
I'm Trononki Thompson from 035 Promotions.
I'm Martin White from Seventh Fear.
I'm Ross McCarr from Reverend Son.
I'm Ollie Gill from Reverend Son and Boys in Black.
Yes, you're going to be very worn out by the end of this gig, aren't you?
he's got a lot of stamina and he drinks a lot of Red Bull.
Right, well, as long as you just remember what your drums are, then you'll be okay.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, Trinucci, great to have you back with us.
Good to be back, man. Thanks for having us.
Excellent. So you were last with us in January when you put on your gig at Shinneries. So how did that go?
Yeah, that went quite well, you know. Good turnout, especially in the cold weather. And it was like everyone had a good set. And, yeah, just went really well. So it's like good to there now doing some more and getting more bands and that.
So yes, yeah, because you've got you've got a few gigs booked coming up very soon, but the one that we're talking about tonight is happening on the 2nd of March in Westcliff at which venue?
Lamb and Lion, and it's the cover of the Moonraker. And so you got that one, and then just yesterday we announced that we got the Black Heart on the 25th of May. That'll be with Open Sight, Reverend Son, and Levy. And then there's, what's that other band, one that's on it?
Superfecta.
That's the one. I mean, mine just sort of went blank then. But yeah. And then I got Chinnery's 14th of June and the 29th of June. And I'm getting together something for September as well. So.
Righto.
So bands, reach out.
Yes. Yes. What is a good way that people can get in touch with 035 Promotions?
Yeah, it's through Facebook, Instagram. Got a contact number on there as well, which is anyway. Got the email address on there, which could be either one of us that would like reply. Probably be me, because I see it all the time and that. But yeah, we'll go through like where you'd like to play, and actually get hold of a venue, and that, so it could be a venue that you've wanted to get hold of for a while, but finding trouble to get in there, and then we could like potentially help with that. Or it could be that you have got a night on and you want our help with running it and organising it and stuff like that, and yeah, we'd be happy to jump on board, help out and make it a good night.
Indeed. Well, you certainly seem to have a bit of a magic touch at the moment with everything that's going on. So what we're going to do tonight is we have a song from each of the bands, and the bands are going to tell us a bit about themselves, or remind us a bit about themselves, and then we're going to hear a track from them. So we're going to start at the start of the bill and move up as we go along. So the very first band that's coming in, that's going to be appearing at the Lamb and Lion in Westcliff on the 2nd of March, is Seventh Fear. And we have one of Seventh Fear conveniently with us tonight.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, matey.
Right, I'm Martin, I'm the vocalist in Seventh Fear.
So tell us about Seventh Fear. Who's stand with you?
Okay, there's Wayne Hudson on bass. He's formerly with Satan's Empire. Had two successful albums with them. Then there's Andrew Warwick on lead guitar. And we've got Daryl Seaman. Yes, that's his surname. And he's on drums.
Excellent. And where do you hail from?
I'm from Greater London, Hornchurch. We've got Wayne is from... where's he from? I think he's from some pit somewhere. Someone dragged him out of it. No, he's from East London.
Poor Wayne.
He's twisted. Andrew Warwick, he's in Essex. And our drummer, Daryl Seaman, he's from Lyon-Sea originally. And in there, he actually doesn't live far from where the gig's going to be.
Oh, nice.
How handy.
Oh, yes, for him.
Yes. Don't be too surprised if he's the last one to turn up, though.
Better not.
Righto, excellent stuff. So tell us about your single In the Shadows.
Well, we were during lockdown, couldn't do nothing. So myself and Andrew Warwick on the guitar decided
we'll start writing our own material, because previous to this we were a band called Gunmetal Grey, which were doing covers from Slipknot, Lamb of God, etc., all the extreme stuff. So we decided to do this. We started transferring files across to each other. I'm laying down the lyrics, he's doing the music side, we use drum patterns, etc., etc., and it went off from there. Then we got Wayne Hudson in, and Daryl as well, and then we finished off all the songs, and I sent off the whole sort of album track of them. I sent them off to a company in Switzerland called Dapple Records, and they picked out this song, and they said, could you produce it more? I then panicked, because I've never done production in life.
So yes, how does somebody produce something?
I'd done a, like it was like a 7-hour course online, went away and sat for nearly 24 hours at a desk, and I just went through everything and came up with this and sent it to them. They liked it, put it on YouTube, and they come up with the lyric video for us. And it's like, wasn't a signed contract, it's like a verbal agreement. So, and with what you got now, that's what's on there.
Excellent. Where can people get their hands on this single?
Okay, it's on Amazon, iTunes, basically everywhere.
Good.
You can't miss it.
Good. But, yeah. We like it when you make it easy for people.
You go in and we're the ones pushed in the corner. You'll find it.
Excellent. Good stuff. And where can people go to online to find out more about Seventh Fear?
Okay, Seventh Fear are on Instagram, TikTok. We're on formerly Twitter, which is X.
Mm-hmm.
I think, where have we gone? That's about it now. And the website's being built at the moment for us. So that'll be up and running, and that'll be seventhfear.com.
Excellent. Let's get people excited about that. With a bit of Seventh Fear.
What hides within our minds?
That was Seventh Fear here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and a track entitled Shadows. And Seventh Fear are going to be kicking off the latest 0335 Promotions event, which is going to be happening at the Lamb and Lion in Westcliff on Saturday the 2nd of March. What time does it kick off?
It's 7:30 for the doors opening, so it'll be first band on, be about 8, £5. Can't go wrong.
Indeed. Your ears will thank you for it, eventually.
Don't bring the defenders.
It's loud down there.
I've got to remember to bring mine. How many times have I nicked a pair off you? it was like played for the Retribution Alive, wasn't it?
Carton Horses.
Yeah, Carton Horses. Yeah, for Retribution Alive, wasn't it? Like that thing. And like in there, because it's like underground as well, like in a basement area, and it was like, I was like, damn, forgot me earpieces. I was like, Ollie, you got something? He's like, yes.
Every gig without fail.
Yeah.
Crawled into me for earplugs.
Did Andy put tissue down his ears?
Yeah, he got stuck. He got stuck.
So Tim's always got his little toolkit for his guitars.
It's just like this long stick.
He's got a really long skinny screwdriver that he's jamming in Andy's ear. In a dark lit basement full of smoke.
He was like, don't move. And he's like, quite panicked.
Yes, kids, this really is rock and roll.
Don't try this at home.
Yes, don't. Please don't. Please don't. So, let's move on to the next band on the bill, which is Reverend Son.
I'll answer them questions then. There we go.
What, the ones that you can't talk about?
Yes, we're trying to conserve Ollie's energy because he's going to have to drum for both Reverend Son and Forged in Black on the night. So yes, the burden is bestowed upon you, good sir.
Oh, it's on me. Right, I've actually got a little story about this venue. So I played it with Forged a couple of years ago, but I'll go back in time. So I used to play back in a band called Dark Horse years ago when I was about 18, 19, and we used to run around at this venue and a couple of others. Anyway, we played it a bunch of times, and I was only about, I don't know, 20, 21, maybe 22 at the time, been drinking. Anyway, we played it a few times. You go down, they've refurbed it since then, by the way, I just want to point out. So it's classy venue now, but you go down this basement. Anyway, so we go down there, and there's those chairs that go round, yeah? And it was that cream, because when I played it, they just brought in the smoking ban. So, you know, year before or whatever, you could smoke down there.
Mm.
We've played there a few times with a little thrash band and stuff like that. Anyway, and they were the boys. I'm looking around. I've got my arms crossed. Right, anyone's loading the gear in and everything like that. And I said, there's something about this place, because it's like the third time at the time we played it. Mm. They stopped doing music for a while, and then we've played it since. And I said, there's something about this bar. And they're all looking at me, like, because I'm not the smartest tool of the shed, you know. And I said, what do you think is the issue, Ross? And I turned around and I said, right, I'm looking at these chairs, and like I say, they're like the ones that you all get comfy in with a little table like that. And on the stage, there's a hole on the ceiling and on the floor, right? And I'm standing around, I'm looking at it, right? And all the boys are like this, right? And I'm thinking, and it's only like I'm standing there, I've twigged that it used to be used as like a strip bar. Like, right? So I'm not even like, and I'm thinking,
you wanted to have a go on the pole, didn't you?
They've done it up since, it's got all like TVs on the wall, you watch like Godzilla movies while you're playing, which can happen actually. Happened when I was doing when I played in there another time with Bulge, which I can tell you the story if you want to hear it or not. It's up to you guys. Do you want to hear the story or?
Is it going to be long? We only have so much time.
Oh, I'll leave that story another time. So I'm in Reverend Son. I've been on the radio show before.
Yes, around this time last year.
So Ollie, who's also drumming for us, and Forrest won't bore you with that. Danny and Tom aren't here today. So we've been working really hard, working on the album, but I'll be honest, what band isn't working on an album? Do you know what I mean? Every band I know, what are you up to? Working on an album, we're about to release it, so I'm not going to bore you with all that, but we're redoing all the songs. I just want to big thank out for Trunky and the 0-5 Promotions, because he's really, since we've met last year, he's really helped out a lot of bands in the community. Like, for example, the Black Heart gig, I couldn't get in there. And I want to say that since COVID, a lot of the places that you could get into, they've lost the venues. Mm. But, right, a lot of the promoters have stepped back. So it's been really hard for a lot of bands that are on the scene.
Can imagine,
same as Regicide, we're mates with Manal. They've had the same problem where you could used to be able to ring up places, and they're like, "Oh, I'll take a step back." So it's been really important, because what Zero Fire Promotion has done has got us into venues that we couldn't get into.
Yeah.
And I don't blame, if you're a pub, you're going to stick to what you know. So where he's come in, he said, "Look, I can put the night on." And the other thing, he's kind of got like what we call like the firm, like a pool of bands that he can call on. Mm. Like Concrete Age, who I was quite impressed with, and they were able to come down to South End. And all right, whether it's my thing or not, the fact is that they got to come down here and vice versa. So it's nice to see bands being able to, that I would never normally get to see or play with.
Mm.
I'm now playing in venues that I haven't been able to get to, and vice versa. It's nice to see at Chinnery's, because, you know, I've played Chinnery's loads and watched bands there, that I'm getting to see talent that I would never normally get an opportunity.
Indeed.
So I wanted to say a big shout out on that, because actually if you get the promoters talking together in bands, you start getting the, well, you know, I'll get you a gig down here, why don't you? Oh, you've only got a, as we all know in this thing, you spend ages getting somewhere, and then once you get a pub gig there, because of a band maybe says, oh, well, I'll bring them on. So it's the old school way, you know?
Yeah.
So it's really nice to have that, which is hard to get into somewhere.
Yeah.
So I don't blame some of the venues, because obviously there's venues who've got their core bands and they play because they know they're going to make money.
Mm.
Not to bore you, but in Bicester, there's this lovely old metal alternative medieval pub. But when I spoke to the person, lovely pub, by the way, brilliant, she said, but the problem is I'm living week to week.
Mm.
And so, that you know, if you're going to bring a band in that maybe isn't the crowd's particular taste, that could kill it off. So, but where you have a promoter come in and say, well, let me put the night on, I'll do it, I think that takes some of the pressure off the venues, because they're the one with the risk, right? They've got to pay for the stuff. And I think that's what's important about having a good promoter, and vice versa, having them around the country. So that's my sort of thing from Reverend Son on that, you know?
Absolutely. Mm.
Yeah, totally.
Absolutely. Now, Reverend Son have been very busy recently. You've been on...
Busy.
Tell us about all the places you've been playing.
So last week, I'm still recovering from it. Oh, God, he's given me the list. We've got so many. So last week, we just did Southampton with Forge and Neverwell, to be fair, who are good buddies. Then we played the Ship on Sunday as well. That was pretty good. And so we've done Carton Horses 2 weeks before, birthplace of Iron Maiden, with Forged. We did Chinnery's.
And you got a tour from the owner.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I got a tour from the owner. Then obviously we've got the Moonraker. And then we've got, what is that one? I can't read that.
That is one we're going to be talking about next week.
What was that one? Oh, yeah, I'm on here next Wednesday, aren't I? I forgot about that. Yeah, so we've got Metal to the Masses, but I'll talk about that next week when I'm on. Then we've got a Northampton Bike Club that we're doing. Is that right? Itineraries with yourself, with Canonkey again. Then we've got Cerberfest in Luton. There was a band that we saw there called Heathen Kings. They're really good, by the way. I'll give a shout out to them. And there's like bands on it. It's all helicopter charity, isn't it? For Cerberfest. That's the one. And we're back in Lincolnshire again, party in the Ark, which is what we did last year. The fact they live about 5 minutes around the country is just coincidental. That's currently what we've got. We've also got a few things in the on the go at the moment that we're looking into. So, and again, some of them are involving Zero Fire Promotions coming in and bringing the firm bands in. So that's just what we've got at the moment that we can announce. That's me. Yeah.
Well done.
Try. Yeah.
That's net net breed.
It's like walking up long stairs, isn't it?
Yes. And well, that is fantastic. Let's listen to before we play a song. Where can people go to find out more about Reverend Son?
Cool. YouTube. What are we on, Ollie? Don't look at me on Stone Man. Talk to him.
Okay, so it's my turn now. If you want to see and hear more information about Reverend Son, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, YouTube. Any of the music that's out there currently is on those platforms, along with Spotify, Google Play Store, iTunes, Apple Music, you name it.
Jesus, quite a few then.
Anything.
And on a stage near you at some point.
Yes.
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 On the 2nd of March at the Moonrakers.
Second of March at the Moonrakers, man. Come down. Excellent. Right.
So, Ross, what track by Reverend Son are we going to play? I've got a few here. We've got Stone Ocean, Ironmonger, Sabretooth, and Circled by Sharks. So, whichever one you want to play.
You want Sabretooth? Yeah, okay. Yeah, Sabretooth's the one at the moment. It's the one we're jamming on.
Righto. And yes, we'll be looking forward to hearing more of your gig stories next week.
Thank you.
They are going to be joining us on next week's show as well, people. So yes, expect plenty more stories.
Thank you.
It's Reverend Sun here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and a track of theirs entitled Sabretooth. And Reverend Sun, a wonderful band who are going to be performing at the latest 0335 Promotions gig, which we are talking about right now. And before we do anything else, let's have a quick shout out to Stanton_00. I don't know whether that's Stanton Ooh or how to say it, who says, "Hello, mate, can we get another shout-out for Ollie and Reverend Son? Looking forward to Westcliff." That's are we all.
Pretty old one,
and release some hoodies.
Blimey.
Ah, yeah.
Well, about a year.
A week.
So yes. So, before we do anything else, we also have another important shout-out to Drunky.
Yep, to my daughter, Freya, who's at home listening. She's only two. So now we all got to tell her to get to bed.
Freya!
Hello,
get
Freya!
Get to bed! Go to bed, Freya. Now.
Freya, it is lovely having you with us, listening in on Daddy, but yes, it is probably way past your bedtime now.
Yeah.
Right. So yes. Well, if she's in a bit of a mood tomorrow, at least we tried.
Yeah, that's it.
Righto. Now, let's move on to the headline act of the latest event. By the time they're on, this chap is going to be very worn out already, but he will soldier on like he does. So, Ollie, Forged in Black.
Hello, Nick.
You have a huge... You are carrying a big weight on you with this, because you only joined, what, last week?
No, about 2 months ago now.
Okay.
Because you actually stepped in...
Yeah, last year in November, their drummer stepped down, unfortunately.
Mm.
Kev, brilliant drummer. Been there literally from the beginning. He's had to step down, and they had some commitments, though, to fulfil. So they kindly asked Ross here to ask me if I could fill in for them. Said yes, and the rest is ongoing history at the minute.
Yeah, it's like the first time when you played with Forged, and that was the Underworld gig.
Camden Underworld, yeah, that 035 got us on.
Which was the 7th of October, we had Ross doing the old, announcing.
Yeah.
And then, so it got him to do that, because I think it was one of your members that couldn't play, because we had a band that pulled out. And yeah, so then wanted to get Reverence on him, but I think it was Danny or something that couldn't do it. So I ended up, because Ross was a little bit sore and sad, so I said, "Well, you don't want to do the announcement?" He went, "Yes." But I've got to also say, for the Lamb and Lion, that we did have Kalina Pearl on the bill, but for other reasons unknown to us, and that they've had to pull out. But we are working on getting a replacement. Or if you want to sort of jump on board, you know, give us a shout, and yeah, we'll take a little listen and see if we can add you. But anyway, back to...
Yes. If any bands do want to get in touch, you can always radio@phoenixfm.com and we will pass it on.